Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Praised be Jesus and Mary. We all know the story Jesus tells us when he will come at the end of time to judge the living and the dead, and he's going to separate us into two groups. To those who are saved, he's going to say, come, inherit the kingdom, for I was hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, ill, or in prison, and you took care of me. And to those who are condemned, Jesus is going to say, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For in my need, you didn't even lift a finger to help me. Jesus didn't give us an exhaustive list of charitable deeds, but said that whatever you did or failed to do to the least of my brothers or sisters, that's what we do or fail to do for him. And he takes everything that we do or that we do not do to another personally. And the rich man in today's gospel ignored the starving Lazarus at his gate. And in so doing, he ignored God and was eternally sent to our Lord's left. He had failed to listen to Moses and the prophets, through whom God reminded the Israelites that they once were poor and therefore had to love the poor in their midst. You think the rich man has some compassion in his heart because he says, at least send Lazarus to my brothers. But this wasn't done out of charity, that he was an example to his brothers. And by his own actions, he's going to add to his own punishment because of their condemnation as well. But the rich man, you know, it doesn't say that he spoke ill of others or physically harmed anyone. And but, you know, many of us do. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, would we ever physically lay hands on Jesus or verbally abuse him? You know, would we gossip about him or give him the silent treatment as we often do? We have to, you know, the rich man was too absorbed in himself to love others. And today Christ still is among us in everyone we meet. We have to treat everyone just as we would treat Jesus, because our Lord awaits each one of us somewhere in Lazarus's disguise.